CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The case against four people accused of defrauding KZN Health of millions has been pushed to next month. The suspects were employed at the Mzileni Hospital in Baswana, northern KZN. It's believed they received over 3 million rand in illegitimate salaries between 2021 and 2023. They were arrested after an investigation found that the number of employees didn't match the payroll. KZN NPA's Natasha Ramkisoon-Kara says the suspects appeared in the Manguzi Regional Court yesterday.
The matter was remanded to the 16th of April 2025 for further investigations.
And South African Hindu leader Ashwin Chikumjee has died. This distinguished attorney and human rights advocate served as the president of the South African Hindu Mahasabha. He was 79 years old. In other news, all eyes will be on the Durban High Court today, where Duduzile Zuma Sambudla is set to appear. The 42-year-old, who's the daughter of former President Jacob Zuma, has been charged in connection with the 2021 July unrest. Newswatch's Nishir Sudyal is outside the court.
Well, Zuma Sambudla will appear for the first time in the High Court today, facing three charges of inciting terrorism and public violence during the unrest. These charges stem from several inflammatory social media posts that were made on X, formerly known as Twitter, which the state believes fueled the civil unrest that left over 300 people dead. Now, today's appearance in the higher court is said to be a fairly short one, with state prosecutors and Zuma Sambudla's attorneys possibly working out pre-trial issues before the matter can go ahead. She's been out on warning since handing herself over to police and appearing in the magistrate's court in January. During her bail application then, she admitted that the posts on her social media account were triggered by the arrest of her father. A large number of MK party supporters are expected to descend on the court today. Members of the Presidential Protection Unit have just arrived, confirming that former president and president of the MK party, Jacob Zuma, will be attending his daughter's case today. Nushera Sudhyal, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
And abroad, Israel's back on the ground in northern Gaza after issuing what it calls a last warning for the return of hostages. It says it's trying to retake part of a key corridor, calling into question a fragile ceasefire with Hamas. It follows airstrikes that killed more than 400 civilians and a United Nations official. Hussam Zamlot is a former Palestinian ambassador to the UK.
It seems Israel has not learned the lesson, or to be more precise, Netanyahu. He has chosen himself and his coalition. That is absolutely clear. And he has dragged us, the Israelis, the region and the world into this mayhem.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 28 degrees, Richards Bay 30. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio News Watch. I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
And coming up in your sports, Sebastian Coe goes head-to-head with Kirsty Coventry for the IOC presidency today. 2027 Tour de France to start in Scotland, and Emma Raducanu set to face US 8th seed Emma Navarro in the second round of the Miami Open.